Post-Hypnotic Press presents an unabridged recording of On Gandhi's Path, Bob Swan's Work for Peace and Community Economics by Stephanie Mills, narrated by David Adams. Robert Swan, An Appreciation. From my several encounters with Bob Swan, beginning about 1980, I have a good many memories of him that are dear to me. What I know from all of them is that he was never a man who in any way falsified or misrepresented himself in order to make an impression. Or, to put it a different way, your impression of him, after you had known him for a few hours, would stand the test of knowing him for 20 years. The memory of him that I like most comes from a meeting we both attended in Dallas. Bob's assignment was a panel discussion, which took place in a small theater in the center of town. The other members of the panel were a couple of Dallas businessmen and the head of one of the New York stock exchanges, pretty high-powered company, it seemed to me. I was anxious for Bob because in such circumstances I would have been anxious for myself. But Bob sat on the stage with the outward quiet that can come only from inward quiet. He listened courteously to the other people throughout. He didn't object, correct, or otherwise interrupt. When his turn came to speak, he said his say quietly, confidently, kindly, modestly, with candor and clarity, and without any open acknowledgement that what he was saying was opposed to anything that the others had said. Right in front of the financial big time and its inflated optimism, he simply stood his argument on its legs, backed away, and let it stand. He was speaking, of course, of the importance of local economy, local credit, local currency. And I remember the gratitude, the great respect and love I felt for what he was saying and for what he was. Introduction.